For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team in action this weekend against Lake Superior State, joined by the WCHA Offensive Player of the Week, Brennan Harms. Congratulations on a great offensive week.
Thanks a lot.
Not saying that I think this was happening, but when a team is struggling to win and you're maybe not scoring as much as you want to, do you grip the stick a little tighter? Do you try a little harder than you maybe need to?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, every year you kind of go through a little bit of a slump at some point, and unfortunately I started off a little bit, couldn't bury any goals, but you start to worry when the chances aren't there, and I was getting a lot of chances, so I just kept telling myself just keep working hard and things will go your way, and luckily this weekend it did.
It feels like a broken record here. Last year you guys played great in that stretch and couldn't buy a win. This year you couldn't buy a win. How nice is it to just finally get rewarded and get a big win?
It definitely feels good. It's a weight lifted off our shoulders for sure.
Lake Superior State is a team that gave you guys some troubles last year. One year to the next is always a complete different story, but you guys remember that?
Yeah, I actually wasn't playing that weekend. I was hurt, but I remember watching it. Me and Miles were watching it back home, and everyone remembers that weekend pretty well.
The way especially that Friday night game ended has to stick with a team. The way that the game ended last Friday has to stick with the team. How do you forget about it and just play?
I mean, it's a new weekend. That's the biggest thing. Like, our win was huge for us too, but it's time to move on and worry about the next opponent here. And like I said earlier before, we need points on the board and for us to succeed and to get home ice advantage, which is our goal for the season. We got to start putting together some more wins. So that's definitely our focus for this weekend.
What were your thoughts of that freshman line on Saturday?
They're pretty good. Soucier's been practicing hard all year so far, and TJ got in before, and he played well, and Jay's been playing well all year. So they were good for us, and they provided us with some good energy and some good shifts.
What does the fourth line mean to a team's overall success?
They're huge. I mean, every single line means something. If they can provide some energy, play against some of the other team's top lines, wear them down, and just provide us with good shifts, they're definitely helping us be successful.
How much more confidence do the forwards have in some of those young defensemen too?
They've been great for us so far. I mean, coming into the fire, those first couple weekends definitely wasn't easy. But they've adapted, and it's starting to slow down for them, you can tell, and they've been doing really good for us.
Lake State this weekend, then on the road at Huntsville, on the road at Ferris State, then at home to Bowling Green. This is a rough stretch before Christmas. How do you guys try to get as many wins as you possibly can?
Just stay focused and stick to our game plan. That's the biggest thing. Luckily, next week we're off school, so we don't have to worry about missing so much class, and we can just focus on hockey for that and just really bear down here. We need some wins before Christmas, and that's what we're going to work on.
Best of luck.
Thanks a lot.